C-minus 10. 10 Downing Street, London, England. Morning, boss, Jack Neal said, sycophantically smiling as he handed John Cole his usual newspapers. Tell me something I want to hear, Cole replied gruffly. God knows I need it. The previous 24 hours had been tough for Cole, with his longtime party rival Diane Logan publicly distancing herself and attempting to distance the entire party from the anti-GSC rhetoric that he and Jack Neal had been using of late. Logan's intervention coincided with the increasing willingness of backbench MPs on Cole's side of the House to step out of line and question his stance. Some UK media outlets suggested that Cole, who could no longer say whatever he wanted with little recourse, was at last getting a taste of his own medicine, having himself risen to prominence by attacking the likes of Logan when her position as Deputy Prime Minister had restricted her ability to respond in certain ways, just like his position as Prime Minister was doing now. In that case, I've got just what you need, Jack said. A trademark, snake-like smile crossed his face as he lifted his phone from his pocket and navigated to a year-old photograph of Dan McCarthy standing at the Birchwood drive-in next to a man in a Blue Dish Network-branded polo shirt. What am I looking at? Cole asked. The previously unknown individual who I heard speaking at the end of my call with Emma last night, Jack explained. I got a positive ID on the voice analysis, and this is him. Trey Myers. I've seen him in person on the night they locked me in an office like a criminal before Emma and Dan revealed the cluster letter. The question is, why are they still rolling around in the dirt with a news hound? This is the slip-up we've been waiting for, boss. How's that for something you want to hear? Bloody brilliant work, Cole boomed, patting Jack on the back with far too much force for the smaller man's comfort. It was rare for Cole to effusively praise anyone or anything, but Jack had really come up trumps in identifying Trey Myers as a new person of interest and a potential weak link in the Birchwood chain. Oh, that's far from everything, Jack said, swiping through more images on his phone before turning the screen to Cole again. Here's our man Myers at a gas station. In Montana. Cole's broad smile slowly faded to an expression of confusion. And? And he lives a few miles away from Birchwood and doesn't normally travel north of Denver. This would be suspicious even if we didn't know he was with them last night, but since we do know that, it's a lot more than just suspicious, given what— Ah, Cole said, waving a finger as it came to him. Montana is where the satellite came in. So what's the thinking? That he went looking for something? To interview a witness we don't know about? Something like that? Jack's grin grew wider and wider as he shook his head. Myers had driven for around 14 hours to reach this gas station, but here's the kicker. This gas station is a 4-hour drive from the site of the satellite's entry, and this image was captured 5.5 hours before anything happened. He drove there to see it. He drove there to film it. He knew it was going to happen. Cole's jaw slackened, but how? That's the difficult part. Jack admitted. This could mean a few different things, but whichever one it is, Trey Myers knew where and when that satellite was coming in. And since we know he was with Emma Ford and Dan McCarthy a matter of hours ago, it's a safe assumption to say that they knew it too. Like I said, I got this from a phone call, and that phone call ended with Emma and Dan feeling some kind of sudden pain. And boss, that happened at the exact moment when the California fireball entered the atmosphere. When it arrived, they felt it. This is fucking big, Cole said, even more straightforward in his words than usual. Jack nodded slowly. Huge. My opinion, boss, is that we should let Godfrey worry about California. Slater is going to give him enough heat over that. Because we need to focus on this. We need to find out what's going on in Birchwood, how the hell they knew something was going to happen in Montana before it did, and why something happened to them when the California fireball came in. This is great work, Cole beamed. This is why I brought you in. But tell me, if all of these events of the last few days, Kerguelen, Montana, California, if they're not natural, if they really are something to do with, you know, them.
Yes.
Well, Cole continued, uncharacteristically hesitant to finish his thought. To me, if these events aren't natural, the fact that this friend of theirs was in Montana in time for the satellite's descent makes it seem like McCarthy and his little gang are somehow, well, in contact with extraterrestrials? Jack said, jumping in to finish the incomplete sentence. I know how it sounds, Cole replied. Jack shook his head. It was a headshake of support. It's not crazy, boss. At this point, we can't rule anything out.